Babe? Listener? Are you awake?
Oh, I thought you were asleep. Sorry, that probably sounded a little funny. My beautiful, wonderful, lovely partner. I have a request. You don't have to do it if you don't want to, I promise. Okay? It's something new. Something we haven't tried before. So, you know how we've been sleeping in different beds since we're, you know, completely different sizes? Right. So, I was wondering if maybe we should try sleeping in the same bed together. You don't have to if you don't want to. I mean, I was just thinking, I want to be able to have another excuse to spend more time with you. We already do as much as we can, but I feel as if we should try something new that we might have been too scared to do before because of the size difference, you know? What do you think? You're hesitating. You can just say no if you don't want to. Really? Okay, and if you feel uncomfortable at any time, you can always back out, okay? Okay. I saw that you were getting ready for bed, so I guess I came in at the perfect time, huh? Did you want to migrate to my bed? I'll carry you, of course. You'd probably have the time of your life trying to climb into my bed. All right. You can just climb into my hands. They're cupped and ready just for you. Okay, let's go. I don't think you've ever actually sat on my bed, have you? This is definitely going to be a new experience for us both. All right, we're here. Sorry, my room is a little messy. I was trying to find something earlier. At least the bed's made up, so we don't have to worry about it too much. Oh, thank you. I'm surprised you feel comforted despite the mess. Guess some people really do find comfort in the oddest things, huh? Here, let me place you on my nightstand. I don't want you on the bed or in my hands while I'm getting under the blankets. Okay, I was thinking you could sleep somewhere beside my head. That way, if something happens where you start to feel uncomfortable, you could shout at me and I'll be able to hear it. Does that sound good? Would that be comfortable for you? Great. I'll lie down now and then grab you once I'm all settled. Okay, now to grab you. Don't worry, darling. I'll be extra careful. How is it? How's my pillow? Are you able to get some footing to find the perfect spot? So everything's fine. Nothing's squishing you, right? Good. A part of me is so worried, but a part of me trusts that this will end well. I'm so proud of you, you know? I don't know about you, but I would be quite nervous sleeping with a giant. And I know there are moments when I might make you nervous. And yet, here you are. Albeit scared, you're still staying beside me. I just really appreciate this. So, what were you reading? I saw that you were reading something on your phone before I burst in. Were you reading one of those sci-fis again? Oh, that sounds interesting. Maybe you should read me one of those stories one day. Yeah, it could be like a nightly ritual or something. We could take turns on different days and read each other to sleep. I think it'd be a comforting routine, don't you think? I was wondering, you don't have anything to do this weekend, right? Why don't we use one of your off days to go somewhere? I have a place in mind. It's actually an old hangout place I would go to. You could say it was just to clear my mind. Why don't we go there this weekend? There's actually something I want to show you there. That part's a secret. Thank you. I know that might sound out of the blue, but I really appreciate you trying this out with me, and I'm just super proud of you. You're very patient and willing to try things despite literally shaking in your boots. Don't play. I can hear your teeth chattering. It's okay to be nervous, you know. Not everyone has the confidence to try out new things, especially something as grand as this. And it doesn't matter if you're a man, a woman, an animal, or whatever. It's okay to be scared. That's natural. Just know that fear doesn't make you any less than who you are. It doesn't define you. And even though I'm happy you tried this out, I'd still be happy and proud to be with you regardless. There's always another time to try this besides now, you know? Good. I shouldn't have been so worried to ask you. I forgot just how adventurous you can be. How are you feeling, by the way? I know I've kind of been rambling a bit. You probably could feel my emotions at this point, but what about you? You're enjoying this too? That makes me so happy. Are you willing to try this again in the near future? That is, if nothing bad happens throughout the night. Sounds like a plan. I'm already too excited for the morning. Not to say that I'm not enjoying this moment, but I'm excited to wake up and get up to turn around to see your peaceful, unsquished face. Yeah, I figured you'd say that. Oh, I'm not keeping you up, am I? That yawn just said otherwise. Close your eyes, darling. Don't say another word. Rest. It's getting late, anyways. I can hum or sing you some lullabies to go to sleep if you wish. Yes. Okay, stay under your blanket. Mm-hmm. Listener, are you still awake? I guess they must have fallen asleep. Good night, baby. I love you.